Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suicide bomber was killed, two security guards were wounded in a blast outside the U.S. consulate in Saudi Arabia's second-largest city of Jeddah earlier today. No one has claimed responsibility so far, but the Islamic State has carried out a series of bombings and shooting attacks in Saudi Arabia since late 2014. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for a suicide truck bombing in a busy shopping area, the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, that happened early Sunday, killing nearly 120, wounding about 200. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. Georgetown University visiting professor R. Nicholas Palerino says, as long as the Islamic State holds key territory, such attacks will never go away.
They have what's called these rat lines from these different safe haven areas where they can get into large cities like Baghdad and destroy things and kill people. As long as you have those safe havens where the Islamic State, then they're able to project their destruction to other areas, not only in the region, but also to Europe and hopefully never to the United States, but you never know what's going to happen.
U.S. condemned Sunday's attack, including a second assault that left at least five dead. The blast occurred a little more than a week after Iraqi forces ousted IS militants from the city of Fallujah. In Libya, at least two people were killed, several others wounded in a car bombing in the eastern city of Benghazi. Early Sunday blasts apparently targeted a passing convoy carrying a senior police official. Two dead were apparently traffic police. Benghazi has been the scene of clashes between Islamists and forces loyal to the Eastern administration. This is